Hello everyone, this is Dorothy from Parks and Parks Talks, a podcast of diversity, and this is Larry beside me.
Hello.
And today's date is March 2nd, 2011, and this is our 13th episode.
And we've been gone for a while, if y'all notice. We went in hiatus for a while, but we have been paying our past podcasts that we have did, and we've been posting them on Twitter and on any of the other sites that y'all probably have seen them on.
And if you miss us, we want you to know we miss you guys too, but we both have our busy schedule. And now we're back with the topic of today would be computer love.
Yes, and I bet y'all saying computer love, but y'all know that's probably from a song that y'all possibly heard in the past. But computer love is referencing to people that have hooked up on online sites, like social sites.
Like what? Like Facebook, MySpace,
yeah.
Black Planet?
Yeah, Twitter.
Twitter? Yeah.
Probably some other ones that y'all probably know of, you know, but that's really a popular thing that's going on right now.
It really is.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people have got married. I heard something like going in and out when I was at work about it on the news, and they were saying that possibly that's a lot of people hooking up on social sites.
Well, would you say that social sites is the number one place where people, how you say, hook up or start dating? Can it be the new trend nowadays, or could it be something that can really be kind of harmful in some people's lives, such as people that's already in relationships?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that is the new thing. And for one thing, I think it starts out as possibly something innocent. You know, you're just going on, you know, just going online, and then you probably see that you go on these social sites, you're probably looking for your own friends that you probably can reconnect with. You know, like your guy friends, if you have guys or buddies or high school people you hook up with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That you knew in high school and stuff, and then it can go on from there, you know, as somebody else possibly friend request you or like your interests.
Well, what about, excuse me for cutting
you off.
I'm sorry. But what about for, like, individuals that has nothing to do all day and really kind of those shy people that don't know how to go out and meet people and socialize and don't have much friends, or for the lonely housewives out there, or for the I guess the desperate husbands out there that's just out, like you said, on the social sites just to have fun and connect with others, and just so happening to find some type of connection there with the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that reel one in to make them feel like, well, this is getting more than just, becoming more than just a friend, but becoming more of an attraction? How does that work? Can you explain that to me, Larry?
Well,
and to the audience.
Well, like, you know, I guess like you mentioned before, like you can kind of build up your own persona. I guess, you know, you can build up your own little world, you know what I'm saying, in a sense, that being online. And, you know, you can kind of sometimes, you know, get seduced by certain things.
I like that, seduction, some type of seduction.
Yeah.
It probably start with mutual
hobbies
and interests and something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
And the back and forth communication.
Exactly. You know, back and then, you know, especially if you just got in an argument with your mate or your spouse or whatever, or you just lonely, you know what I'm saying? But for one thing, if you're with somebody, you just got an argument with them, and they probably say, you don't like the stuff to do what I like doing or whatever, and then you go online and stuff, and the same thing that you want to do, that person probably into, and possibly like, you know, really what you like.
Well, that's true too, but how would you really know that that's genuine? There's a lot of, I don't know, how would you call perps, you know?
You're right.
And imposters out here on these social sites that just get on there to try to meet people for no good. Maybe just try to just entertain their likes and hobbies by saying, oh yeah, I like that too. You can always Google something to find some information out of a person's hobby or something and feed them a little information as if you already knew, but you didn't. And that can kind of draw a person in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of times that, you know, hey, I've known people, you know, do that. And I think that I do, because when I say I know something of something, like, for instance, if I love these social sites, and if I'm communicating back and forth with the opposite sex, like, you know, guys, something, and we're talking about martial art or Asian films, I know what I'm talking about. It's not something that I'm just using to catch another guy's interest.
Okay.
But it happens.
Okay. You're right. It can
happen. It does happen. But there are others out there that you know, really out there for wrong intentions to really meet someone. I mean, how can someone tell real or not? How can someone tell and catch themselves from falling when they seem to be falling and unaware of it until the last minute? That has happened too. You start communicating, as I said, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and that's someone with that same interest that you don't share with your mate at home.
So you're saying they're giving you false, kind of like lies and deceit, and kind of like someone could be predators, I guess, in a sense. You know?
Well, there are some predators out there too,
especially with kids too.
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely. But I'm preferring to mainly. How can one realize that this is happening, whether it's a predator out there or the real thing out there? I mean, it says real, you know, connection and real sharing and likes of hobbies. That's really real people out there doing this. How can one tell when they're finding themselves falling one of their social friends out there on this internet?
Well, you know, one thing, if they send other friends the same type of, I guess, comments and other, you know, having the same type of talk or whatever, y'all have a lot of, you know.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Send so the same. You're saying, if you start noticing that person is sending you a little more comments.
What's that?
Than the other 100 and some friends that they may have. Perhaps that person liking you.
Yeah. And
but what about if you're sending that particular person
a lot of, yeah, okay. then you're liking them. But another way to also tell is that this person could be a liar or just, you know, trying to play you or whatever. If they send other females the same type of things they're sending you. You know what I'm saying? Or they have a lot of... Or they have a lot of female, you know what I'm saying, friends and whatever.
Well, you know, that should be obvious. I mean, come on, I'm sure you don't want to have a guy, a guy don't want to have, like, an ass full of male friends.
Yeah, but I do, but you're misunderstanding.
But I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Yeah, okay. So, therefore, you know you're going to see a lot of females.
Exactly.
So, that's obvious when you look at
you're
that,
right.
Well, this guy, you know, kind of like getting and talking and getting into women and their interests and trying, I don't know, get a date here and there, get a phone number, get an address or something
but
like that.
But if the female was small, you know what she should do? Befriend one of his friends that he have. And then actually find out, you know, just casually talk, say, well, I know Bob or John, you know what I'm saying? He's a cool guy, and see what she say. You know what I'm saying? Because pop, she can give you some info where he say, he's trying to talk to me, or we talking, or whatever. Then that's a good way, you know what I'm saying?
Like I say, that is a lot of ways that you can really tell if someone interested in you on these social sites, and there's ways that I think you should tell if you're interested in someone, too. I mean, because there are times when people find themselves that constantly looking for that person to see if they're online. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you find yourself, is this person online, or what has this person put, you know, in their status today?
Oh, yeah, you're getting caught up now.
You're getting caught up. You're definitely getting caught up, Larry. You're getting caught up some type of way. Or if that person doing the same with you, and I don't care if you can just say, hey, and that person give you the comments from just one word, hey, that person is getting caught up and interested in you, and those private messages. Okay, come on now.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if everything has been private messages that you can't put out there for the public to read, perhaps, not all the time, but sometime perhaps there's a little something going on, you know, undercover too.
Okay.
In some cases, not all the time, but if you find yourself like to really just keep it between yourselves, some type of chemistry possibly maybe going on there.
But okay, you made some good valid points about this. But you think it's healthy? You think it's the new thing? You know what I'm saying? It was more like a taboo. It's the new next generation of white dating.
Okay,
now.
Good question. Call me old fashioned.
Okay.
Call me old fashioned, but there are pros and cons to it.
Exactly.
Call me old fashioned.
Okay.
I prefer it the old fashioned
way.
Well, I meet you
in person. You get to see the person in person. You get to see them. You know, you got to see their best picture they putting up there or something.
You see for the flaws.
Exactly.
I mean, what?
Their voice.
If they got bad teeth.
Jeez.
Overweight.
Stank breath.
Anything. Overweight. And, you know, big eyes or something.
Yeah.
You see it.
Yeah,
you see
right.
it. There's no camouflaging in pictures and,
exactly.
and getting a sister picture to put out there to be her sister instead of herself. Or a picture of her 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when
yeah.
she's gained weight 10 years later. You know, down
exactly.
line. Or same with the guy.
Or just
you know?
Get a fake, like you say, a sister picture. Or if a guy even gets a
internet,
fake.
Get a Google. tools and get a picture. This is me.
Exactly.
You know, so I prefer the old-fashioned way of meeting someone. However, there is, like I said, some pros to it. For those one that's kind of shy, kind of timid type of people that find it hard for themselves to actually approach someone personally and express their feelings or emotions and try to talk to someone and get to know someone. So for them, those type of people, I would say, it's kind of cool for them. But they have to be careful. They just can't not believe everything that they read or everything that they see, like a picture, you know.
Okay.
They have
okay.
to be really careful, you know. There's things that you can do, possibly, I think, that you can do. Like, nowadays, you can check people out with their names and they're not using fake false names. Also, they're doing that, too. They can do that. Use fake false names on these sites. But if they're actually using their real name, I would say do a background check on the person. If you're feeling that yourself is getting too involved and kept, you know, caught up with that person, do a background check if you possibly can somehow, some way, before you're getting your feelings out there. But like you said, you read something or saw something on the news. There's a lot of marriages, people that get
married from there, you know,
and having a certain family.
Doing connections. That,
connection, like, especially like on MySpace and Facebook. And that's good for them. They was one of the fortunate, lucky ones.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but there are some out there that have been hurt by it, disappointed by it, both men and women. You have, like I was mentioning earlier about when you get a picture, the photo, and say, hey, this is me. How about when someone make it upon themselves to travel miles to go see that person, expecting that person to be the person they're seeing on the photo?
And they're not.
And they're not. Come on, Larry. Come
that's
on.
Some, yeah,
okay,
that's
some shit.
That's some shit, Yeah, that would drive you crazy. You would want to kill a person.
Exactly. You would be mad as hell.
You know what I'm saying? You don't really just fuck your business up. Excuse my language, but you don't really just, you know. You'll pop on made plans and plan so much and probably, you know what I'm saying, and just had to stop your life to go see this person. And
that person got all planned out in their head how you look.
Exactly.
You have gone countless hours spilling your life. Your whole entire life out there to that person, you know, about yourself. And that person thinking, well, this is the one that I want to take this time out of my schedule to go see because I think this is the one for me. And find out, I mean, it happens with females, too.
But let me ask you a question, though.
Sure.
Do you think, though, like, when that person finally see that person do, and, you know, y'all been talking for months or whatever, how long, you know, y'all been, you know, social networking or whatever. And you finally see that person, and then that person want to possibly rush into any physicality type thing. You know, being physical too soon, do you think that can hurt? You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to say, well, I don't know if I'm going to see this person again, so let's get physical. Do you think that would be brought on too soon? You know what I'm saying?
That's
you know?
A good question.
Because, go ahead.
That's a good, that's a good question. But you know what, though? There are some that possibly feel by the time they do see each other that they have crossed that bridge already.
Okay.
You know, through computer. And over the computer, excuse me. And the reason why I say so, because you have these, you know, your camera,
yeah,
your webcam.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're doing a little of that already over webcams, you know, nowadays. They're, you know, showing their parts of their body and sending, you know, nude photos back
and
forth to each other.
Exactly. Well, so you do that on cell phones, too.
And you do that on cell phones, too. And you also may do a little role-playing over, you know, with each other, you know, like, you know, sexual talk, like you do over the phone, have sex talk on the phone. You may do it also on the computer. So, possibly by the time they see each other, they feel like they crossed that bridge already because some probably have masturbated. And you got to be real with this because this is a diversity show and we're being real. You know, masturbated, you know, over each other and everything.
Yeah, the woman probably got
and the man probably,
got
too.
And she
you
got
know,
her
got her. And by the time they see each other, they say, hey, we didn't cross that bridge already.
Yeah.
So, let's get to the real thing.
Okay.
So that's what I feel about that.
But I'm just saying, though, I'm talking about, like, the man, probably, I'm from a man's perspective. If a man waited for so long to see a woman that he been talking to online and he finally see her, that's like seeing somebody that you see in the Playboy magazine, you've been seeing that play, you know, your playmate the whole time. And, you know, a guy's going, whatever, or they porn started been watching them flick and they finally see him. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe she not ready. She probably ain't feeling that guy like, you know what I'm saying? He feeling her in person.
Saying, wait a minute, when we was on the computer, you saying all this.
Exactly.
I mean, like a dick teaser.
Exactly.
You like dick teasing me the whole time.
Exactly.
Mind fucking me and dick teasing
me. And that, and that can be dangerous, though. That can be very dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Deceptive on the part of the men gonna just want to get in there and get it in. You know what I'm saying? And probably, hell, that that could just be some serious shit, rape or whatever. You never know. Yeah. If she going to see him, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because he's expecting to get it the whole time. So you know, they're like that Craigslist killer. You know what I'm saying, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that can go the really darker side of social sites or whatever.
That's true. You know, that is so true. And that's why I say, you know, there's pros and cons.
What's behind it?
That's balance. Yeah. Too, you know, with these social sites, but even though they're seen as it's number one, you know, way to, you know, meet people and to date, but there's, hey, there's a lot of dangerous elements in that too.
Yeah, like with kids, you know what I'm saying? Kids can go on there, fortify that picture. Young girls can go on there and say they you know what I'm saying? You can make up the name and age and go on there and say they're older than what they is, and then, you know what I'm saying? And the man can say he her same age, and then, you know, match her age to her age, and then, you know, that can go on like that, like, you know, like a lot of these predators do. You know what I'm saying? You know? Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to get all, you know, too.
You know what? Because I had a friend, well, I have a friend that her daughter actually met her husband, her baby's father, and her husband. I think it was over MySpace or Facebook, one or the other. Because just over the holidays, the past holidays, I seen her and her daughter, you know, and her daughter was pregnant at the time. And I asked her, well, how did you and your husband meet?
Yeah.
And my girlfriend daughter said, over MySpace. And they was talking for like 2-3 weeks. And she took it upon herself to go see him in another county.
Wow. That's some shit, though.
And, I mean...
But that's good, though. That's good.
But it turned out okay, but when I heard it, it's like, that was so risky.
But it was risky. That
I
was
mean, risky.
Risky,
bold, brave, in some cases, crazy, you know. But it, you know, she got a husband. She just had a baby.
Yeah.
And it turned out well, but at the same time, dude, should everyone take that risk? Does it always turn out good like that? No.
No, it doesn't. You know, but, you know, that's the world today, that's technology today, where you can actually just type in what you like, what you prefer, and then it pull up your, I guess, your preferences or something, your matches or whatever, so
and
I guess...
It's so ridiculous. Yeah. Like, people right now, nowadays, they just can't accept people of who and what they are. They it's like they have to put in an order. Like if you go online and put in an order of what type of movie or make an order of what type of food you want to eat. It's like that's what they're doing. Look, I want someone with big bosom. I want a woman, you know, blonde hair or big ass or something. It's oh, you got that? Well, let's hook up.
Well, man, we do mail order brides, so hey.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It, to me, it's just ridiculous. Why you just don't meet someone, you know, out of the ordinary, old-fashioned way, and talk to that person and find that person's personality is charming, and have a good heart and fall in love that way, Larry, instead of the way of like, well, let me see a picture of you. Oh yeah, you got my qualities physically. Yeah,
I know. I don't understand it. You know, but you know that's the world today.
That is the world today, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Everybody, we're so. Everybody depending on, you know what I'm saying? You
but
know?
My thing is, though, doesn't that also cause a rift in a relationship?
It does. It does because when you want to spend time with your mate or spouse, the person that you actually physically with, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be too wrapped up saying, man, I got to go check my mail. I got to go do this. You know what I'm saying? I got friends on there. You're going to feel more obligation to them because they always going to be there. You can just go. You're going to be in the car and check on your friends. You're going to be taking a shit on the toilet. And, you know what I'm saying? Checking, you know what I'm saying? Doing your friends. You can just your hair flying on your head. You can have, you know what I'm saying? You know, dirty balls.
You know
as a guy,
what?
And they won't know.
It's like exhilarating.
It is. Okay.
It's exhilarating.
Okay.
You possibly met, like I said, met someone who shares the same interests as you do. And you're spending countless time and hours of the day talking back and forth with someone that seemed to just agree with you on everything you say, seem to be eagerly awaiting for you to contact them.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
When your mate or spouse or someone at home, you know you, been with you, possibly bored of you.
Okay.
Or busy.
Or busy, huh? Yeah.
So, but this person that's on the social site, you know, that you can't wait to get on and log on and talk to, is there. And they get excited that you're there. And they feel like that you're awesome. or just, you know, just totally cool person.
Yeah.
When you may not be feeling that same, you know, that your husband, your wife may not feel that same way about you, but you got someone online that's feeding you with all
feeling
this,
you, yeah,
you're
yeah,
feeling
yeah.
you and
yeah.
feeding
make,
you with all this stuff in your head
you,
about
yeah.
yourself, make you feel
boost
so
your
good,
ego.
Boost your ego, make you feel like you're beautiful, you're handsome,
mm-hmm.
you got it going
uh-huh.
on,
yep.
and it's like a drug.
And then you find out they probably could be saying that to somebody else.
And they possibly send it to someone else. And
yeah.
then you find yourself going to their page and seeing, is anyone leaving any
comments? Yeah. That's crazy, though. Like, yeah.
Well, is she liking him or is he liking her? What's going on there?
Yeah.
And you find yourself
yeah.
getting jealous.
Right. You're right.
You know,
right.
so, but at the same time, going back to where we originally started
from your mate,
that's
not fair.
It's not fair.
And especially if they're not into the social networking or they're busy working or have other obligations at the time, where, you know what I'm saying, they just not, you know, just not really into it, you know, and then it's not fair on them when they want to share something with you and then you have to go, you know what I'm saying, and do your Facebooking or your whatever, you know, your social networking or whatever, you know, or MySpacing and everything you do, you know what I'm saying? That's not fair on them.
What's
because you're gonna judge what that person telling you, the good qualities. Everybody gonna remember what somebody tell them good. You know, well, bad too. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? But still, though, if somebody tell you something good, then you be like, well, hell, I don't want to hear what this person got to tell me. They were talking down to me. I got this person online, and they're telling me something
good. They're telling you something good.
Yeah.
And that can, that can be.
And then you start looking at your mate in a different light.
Why you can't be like that? Why
exactly.
can't you talk to me like that, the way that
mm-hmm.
this guy is talking to me, or the way this
female
is talking to me?
But that's not fair,
but
though.
But you know what? It becomes addictive.
It does.
Need it. It's an adrenaline, and you need it. You really do need it. Because it depends on you, though, what type of individual that you are. Now, if you're a low self-esteem person,
mm-hmm.
you will get caught up into that.
Yeah, just say,
if you have that low self-esteem about
exactly,
yourself.
Exactly. Just say like a female or something that was, you know, didn't have a good esteem about herself, was an ugly duckling, or a guy that was, a nerd or whatever.
I wouldn't necessarily say an ugly duckling
yeah, okay,
or a nerd. Let's not say that.
Okay.
You have good-looking people, beautiful people
exactly,
out there.
They have low self-esteem.
Exactly,
you're right.
Okay.
Exactly. And then, you know what I'm saying, but for sometimes people, I think what's still, we're going back to the seductive thing about it, though, you just can change your identity. You know what I'm saying? You can be who you want to be
I
online.
Like that. I
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
my goodness. Larry, I like that. That is
thank
so...
You. Thank you.
Oh, hey. Let me shake your hand on that.
Okay, give me a clap for it. Okay, yeah.
All right.
That was lame.
You know, that
anyway.
Was... No.
Uh-huh.
Really. That's what it is.
Yeah. You can change your identity. You
That's
become who you want
to
become.
You can become who you want to
become. You can leave it all to good... the bad things and all the good things, or kind of like emphasize the good things.
Oh, I love
you.
That.
You know,
isn't
so.
He smart tonight, people?
Yeah, she boosted my ego.
Right oh, now. My goodness, he's
yep.
so smart.
I'm
he's,
always
he's
smart.
Just,
I
he's got
come,
all
yeah.
the answers,
mm-hmm.
but
okay.
on the real, though,
yeah,
on
real
the real,
yeah.
that's what it is. You can become anyone you want to become. You can be who you desire to be. Who you dream to be. And to have, oh my goodness, and to be that Cinderella, or to be that Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
you know, or to be that rich person, because, you know, people can lie about that. Well, I do this, I have this
mm-hmm.
type of job, and possibly a housewife sitting home on her ass not doing a damn thing.
But do you think, okay, that's a good thing what you just mentioned, though, to my Beyonce and other celebrities, though. Do you feel like that when somebody, like, you know, have low self-esteem, and then or they like a fan or fanatic over these celebrities, that they feel like they can connect with these celebrities a little better, you know, like, make it feel like they accept it, you know what I'm saying? Like Twitter, you can tweet and become part of, you know what I'm saying, celebrity, or Facebook, you become their friend. You understand what I'm saying?
Like they accepted among the
crowd. Yeah, the in-crowd, in their mind. I'm somebody, like, if you kind of, you know, mentally wise, you probably say, well, damn, I'm an in-crowd. I'm saying, I just know celebrities. And some people, I'm saying, how people probably
yeah.
get mental-wise,
yes.
get caught up
yes.
with following these celebrity lives
yes.
and say, well, that's
yes.
a friend. I'm a follower. That's
yes.
my friend. Or she
well,
friend requests
same,
me.
Well, that's true. But that's the same way as we're seeing that if you put your, just for instance, say that
okay.
you put certain photographs,
mm-hmm.
original, genuine,
yeah.
true
yeah.
photographs
mm-hmm.
of yourself. And you have multiple friends, not fans, but friends, steady commenting and saying, you look beautiful, oh, I like this, you're sexy, you got it going on, this and that, both men and women, but majority of men if you're female. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're going to feel like you're in. You're going to love that. You're going to eat that up.
Yeah.
You know, because, you, like I said, once again, you may not get all that at home. So when you're seeing that, asking me that, does those people like that that have friend requests or those celebrities, the real uh-huh. celebrity have Twitters, the real celebrity, not none of these fake pages.
I know.
And they feel like they contact them back and forth and tweet here and there, and they feel like they're in the in crowd.
Yeah, they probably make it feel like so special about why you contact this ordinary person as myself.
Yes.
You contacted me. You know what I'm saying? Why you be talking to other celebrities, A-listers, and you talking to me.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah. That. And that can. Yes. That
okay,
can.
But what about you guys? You guys have, and I, personally speaking, know that sometimes there are guys out there on these social sites, you know, mm-hmm. that may be involved in, I don't know, certain hobbies of themselves, you know, mm-hmm. and they look good, they look attractive, and they have all this talent,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of get their egos boosted up when they post their photographs out there and females commenting on them about this and that, but at the same time they try to act like they're really not into it. They want to say thank you, I appreciate it. But they know in the back of their head they love the hell out of that shit, they're feeding off of it. What about that? I mean, what about the people, the guys that kind of, I would say, not boldly push himself out there like as a gigolo or a type of guy that just want all the women, but kind of can be a little subtle with it, you know? Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I got these girls liking me. Yeah, these females, they digging me.
Yeah,
but they
kind of
they act kind of like shy or like they're not really into
well,
it.
Whatever.
You know, I can't stand those type of guys. Man, you know they okay.
They feeling it. They're thinking about it all day. You know what I'm saying? They probably smile on the computer as you speak. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a guy's real veins rushing the woman. You know what I'm saying? A guy, we had that vanity aspect about ourselves.
And so what do you would say to those women
uh-huh.
that feel like, oh, he's kind of shy, and no matter how much I'm trying to
that's
break
game.
This guy,
that's game.
Break
that's
this
game.
Guy in, he won't break?
That is game.
You think it's game?
That's game, because you're never supposed to let a woman, you know, you're supposed to accept the compliment, but you're still supposed to, like, you know, you play it cool, or you're supposed to act a little shy with it, though, had a little boyish thing, because a woman always like that, too. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's so innocent, he's so sweet. You know what I'm saying? You know, he just shine away. I think that's so cute. You know, it's just game. That's a guy being a guy. You know, if how old the guys or whatever they are, like if you're a 16 or 17-year-old boy, then that's of course you're gonna be like
that. Saying guys,
but
like
you're a grown
age,
man, yeah. Nah, he ain't no shy man at the age like that. I'm sorry.
You know, kind of modest. Okay?
Well, you can be modest.
Shy. Let's say modest.
Yeah, you can be modest. Yeah, you can be modest and humble about stuff.
Yeah, real you modest know? And humble, and you know, and you're just getting all these females. But my thing is, why are you posting your pictures so much though of yourself?
Because you, I'm saying though, your actions gonna show by that person posting or whoever it is posting or whatever. They showing that hey, they want to be seen and they want to get compliments on being seen. Because if you don't want to get seen, you won't post your picture up there. You know what I'm saying? You'll post something else. You know what I'm saying? You'll mm-hmm. post like a logo or something. You know, or just post.
Type of hobbies that you're into.
Exactly. So that's to get attention for females. Then act like it's not the bigger deal. Because Beyonce is a female, do the same thing.
Oh my goodness! So you okay? I get what you're saying.
You understand?
Well, I think I understand a little bit of what you're saying, and so you say that the females do the same thing. They kind of act like they're not into the guy. Okay, but what if you do have that female that's really really is into a certain guy that's playing hard to get? You would say to that female what?
Chill.
He said, chill. If the guy's not giving you any positive feedback,
yeah, chill.
The hell with it.
Because, you know, for one thing, you don't want to look desperate. And then the other one, you probably turn the damn tables around on him, and he was saying, damn, what the hell going on? Why she, you know what I'm saying? Why she kind of veering off of me? She must have met somebody. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Something wrong with me?
See, that's the problem with these social
sites. Exactly. You can't get a real feed on somebody, because when you be around somebody, you'll get the nonverbal communication with them. You'll get the body language with them. You'll get the eye contact. You get everything with them.
Yes.
You cannot get that same, you know what I'm saying, that feel for a person, you know, over a computer.
The real, genuine feel of a person, that vibe of that person over a computer.
Because as you spend time with a person, you're going to learn how to read a person. You're going
to
learn
how to
read that person that you're trying to
you know what? Let me tell you something, two people.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something when you know when
listen,
something's not
listen,
right,
listen,
too. When you're communicating back and forth with that person over the computer, And it takes them, like, you type something, a comment or a message, and it takes them, like, over 3 minutes to respond back to what you're saying. 9 out of 10, they're talking to somebody else while they're talking to you.
Exactly. Yep.
And you, like, all into them, oh, just typing back, just typing back. And as soon as they type, you're, like, within seconds, then already replied to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taking them forever to respond back and reply. Mm-hmm. They're talking to another, talking to that guy. 9 out of 10, that guy is talking to another female.
They're talking about 5 or 6 proper females at one time.
At one time. Trying to keep all of you happy.
Yep, so that's
trying to keep all of you happy. And the same goes with the guys when it comes to those females.
Mm-hmm.
Or when they're always saying, well, all of a sudden you're having a good conversation and they stop it right in the middle of it while it's flowing well, real good, to say, I don't know, I got to go. I don't feel good. I'm getting sleepy. 9 out of 10,
mm-hmm.
the one that they really want to talk to, or a new chick,
mm-hmm.
or a new guy, has suddenly contacted them, or they contact them themselves,
exactly.
and that's the one that they want to really talk
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Because more the better. The more you have, the better.
Or they find someone special or new, like I said, they want to talk to.
Exactly.
They, you know, fresh meat, new meat.
Exactly, because it's so easy on social sites to just upgrade to somebody else. Hell, you know what I'm saying?
I like that. Upgrade.
And like, you just got to, you know what I'm saying, like when you just doing it yourself, you know, just doing it realistically, not like cyber worldly or something like that.
So people, males and females.
Go ahead.
Come on now. So when that goes on, know that you're not the only one. That person may make you think and may make you feel like you're the only one that they're communicating with while you online waiting for them to get online, and they don't have they offline or they online on, so you can tell whether they're online or not. They're doing something that they don't want to be bothered by you sometime, too.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly, yeah.
They don't want to be bothered all the time by you. So while you're waiting on them to respond or to contact you, honey and guys, don't think that they're not on and communicating.
They
are, just not with you.
Yep, that's exactly, babe. Hey. You like this podcast?
Yeah, I like this podcast because it kind of got me feeling the groove.
Exactly. We probably got to do part two to this thing, though.
Well, you know, you didn't say that before with others.
I know. They're probably looking like, what the hell part two is?
So don't say that.
I know. But it's been a very interesting and fun podcast. You know,
I really enjoyed
this. I know y'all probably, it's been a while since we've been on, so.
So, what would you say the Lesson of the Day podcast was about? To what? To do or to not to do? That is the question.
No, you can do it, but just make sure that you don't lose yourself while doing it. You know, still stay grounded. Still, you know, use common sense. You know, just judge it like you would judge it if you were with somebody else. And don't forget about your spouse when you don't, you know, when you got too many friends. You know, doing too many social sites.
And to each his own.
Exactly. Do you.
If you want to meet whomever, however, whenever, whatever. On these social sites.
No.
I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking about, you know.
And ladies, be careful. And fellas, be careful.
Can I finish what I'm about to say?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Because you think as we're talking about this, it's going to stop any one of these people from dating on these social sites.
No, I'm not saying that.
No.
So
that's why I say, to each his own, do what you want, how you want, you know. But just be careful what I'm trying to say, or what I was going to say before you interrupt me.
Right.
Just be careful. Because even though that's their thing, my way is really the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even that can be dangerous as well, too.
Yeah.
All of it dangerous. But like I said, to each his own. Meet your own if you want to on a social site. But just be careful. Be smart about it. Don't be easily fooled. Do not be gullible to every time someone do contact you more than one time a day, or you're online with them multiple times or with her multiple times. Sometimes it may not just be you, it may be others. Don't be so easily fooled to fall for a guy or to fall for a female too. You know, just be open-minded and perceptive to what's going around you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't be so close-minded. And every compliment doesn't mean that it's a good one and it's going to lead to any good things. It's good for us to get compliments here and there to make us feel good about ourselves, but they all... All compliments not for good intentions all the time.
No.
So remember that too as well. Because
right.
I've learned that too a lot in my days and time. The old, hard fashion way. Mm-hmm. That every good compliment is not really for good intentions.
Okay.
I had to learn. I'm a social psych person myself. So that's why I'm telling you guys this, okay?
Exactly. You hit it on the money. Hit it on the money, Dorothy.
Thank you very much. Okay. Now, so we're going to end this podcast today, and we hope that you enjoyed it.
And
like I said, we're sorry that we were so late getting back, and we may seem a little bit out, you know, let's say, I wouldn't say out, we may seem a little bit, like, not feeling like we used to, because we've been off so long, but we're going to, like I said, we're going to start back podcasting more frequently and regularly than we were doing. I'm sorry we stopped for a while, and we may seem kind of cold tonight, but like we're gonna warm things up. We're gonna come back.
Still love to, we still got a person.
Yeah, we're gonna come back to relationship like we was doing before, because I've heard that some of you guys like when we keep it into the relationship status, and we're gonna do that. We're gonna keep it relationship related, and keep it flowing. But tonight we just want to do something different because we have been off for a while. But we're coming back at you, our usual same place, same way. Same people with much love, relationship topics, and we're coming back at you harder than before.
Yep, everything she said, damn, I love what you said. But anyway, also you can reach us at iTunes. We're on iTunes. I just want to just, you know, throw that out there. And also you can reach us on Twitter. It's Dottie Parks, you know, if you want to just, you know, follow us on as followers on Twitter. I know we talking about the social science, and I ain't look at us. We talking about that right now, but you know, anyway. But you know, you can still download us. We got some pod feeds out there, so you know, just look for us out there, okay? And
thank you, folks, for tuning in. Parks and Parks Talks, a podcast of diversity. Once again, I'm Dorothy,
and I'm Larry.
And good night.
Bye bye.
Or good day.
Yep. Good day. Or good night. Bye bye.